New ideas are sparked when ministers make it a practice to visit other churches. That's our key sentence for this SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, how acquainted are you with churches other than the one you normally attend?
I would say I have a very good awareness of the broadness of the body of Christ. I have been in Mennonite churches and Salvation Army, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Methodist, Anglican, Christian Missionary Alliance, Adventist. That's a little bit unusual. That's a Saturday service, Pentecostal services, megachurch. I have been in very small churches that were almost sect-like, and the men sat on one side and the women sat on the other side. I spent 6 years as a part of a black congregation. I've been in churches in China. So I've had a lot of different experiences, and that just scratches the surface. So that's something I not only look back on, but I have purposely tried to do to give myself exposure to the huge awareness of the body of Christ. And, you know, I've seen the dancing in the churches in Nigeria and Kenya, and I've been in the churches in India. You know, all the church buildings are different. Been in churches in China. I was working with a group of pastors and visited churches in Kazakhstan. So you name it. I think we've visited about 50 countries, my wife and I. So I know the Church of Christ pretty well. I'm just overwhelmed by the broadness of it all.
Do you think your ministerial experience is typical of most pastors?
I'm sure it's not. I've been very fortunate. The Lord's been good to me. And that's not their fault that they haven't had more exposure. You know, a minister's tied up every Sunday pretty much, except their vacation time. During vacation, I would encourage people to go to different kinds of churches other than just their own. I know when we had pastor conferences in Chicago when I was with the Chapel of the Air Radio Ministry, we always took the ministers to two different churches. One, we went to Old St. Patrick's Church, which is a Roman Catholic church in the city of Chicago that was down to like the last three couples. And now it is a thriving Roman Catholic church with a gorgeous sanctuary of that old building that they discovered the Irish decorations underneath. It's all been restored and they have so many masses. It's just amazing because the four large presidential towers have been built right in their neighborhood, which are little cities in themselves. That was great. We met with the different lay people from the church and had a priest come and talk with us to tell how God had done marvelous things there. For many of the men, it was the first time they'd been in a Catholic church. We also took them to an Orthodox church, a church where these are really believing people, and they got a chance to go all through the church, visited, ask questions about the icons and so on, and get the historical background. And it was new to most of the ministers, but they thanked us. And again, it was just the opportunity in a safe setting to be exposed to something other than just their own background. And I thought that was very helpful to them. And again, I have had numbers of times when I've seen these different people and they'll say, remember when we went to the Orthodox Church and we had such naive questions we asked? I said, yeah, the same way I was when I first became a part of those. And I'm not judging who's a Christian or who's not a Christian or what doctrine is right or whatever, but the Church of Jesus or the Christian Church is very broad. Sometimes ministers get just into their own little area. So I say to them, as much as you can, try to just get opportunity to visit some other churches. Ministers say, well, when in the world do I ever have a chance to do that? Well, some people have been in small churches and never been to a mega church. And you can go to a mega church because they have Saturday services, you know. And so for your own sake, go to a mega church and just see what it's like to pull into that. It looks like a shopping mall, you know, and you're just overwhelmed by the number of people who are there and how they do their service. And that's one way. I think that it's even possible on Sunday. I knew ministers who would go to an early service at another church and then come back to their own church because it got them out of their own little world. Sometimes we become very provincial, not intending to, but we think the axis of the world runs through our given ministry, which it doesn't. I mean, the broadness of the church worldwide is great. If you're in another country, then, you know, if you get a chance to take a mission trip, go to a mission trip to South America and then see what the church is like in those different countries. It's just very helpful to you to realize again the greatness of the Lord we serve. So I think it's been beneficial. I remember the first time, you know, I was raised Baptist and I have great, great appreciation for that background. I remember the first time I went to an Anglican church and I was in England and all the people, you know, when they do what we would have called communion in the Baptist church, and you're past the plates with the small crackers and the little cups, And I watched as they served communion, and the people went to the rail, and the whole congregation walked to the rail and put their hands out, and they received the bread, and then they would go and receive the cup. And it was like the whole of the body of Christ was passing before my very eyes, you know, and that was very moving to me. And I don't think that I would say there is a right way or a wrong way to serve communion, but that was a new way to me, and I appreciated it. And I appreciated the reverence of all that was there. I read a book recently by a good friend, Gordon MacDonald, and most of people hearing us know his name. The book was called Growing Deep, and he talks about his relationship with a Jewish rabbi and how he would invite the rabbi to come to his people and explain some of the terms in the Old Testament and how he viewed that through a Jewish eye and how beneficial that was. All those in my mind, is there a danger to that? I guess you could say there is, but is there benefit? I think the benefits far outweigh the dangers, okay?
Are there any safeguards you'd put in place for such a practice?
I would say if your people might be offended, if you went to a Catholic church, I would go with a board member and say, I'd like to visit a Catholic church. You ever been to a Catholic church? Would you go with me? And you'll understand why I want to go, just to, again, in terms of our community, be acquainted more. So you might go with someone else, and then they could defend you and say, this is the reason we did it, and so on. I don't think I'm ready yet to go to a Hindu temple just to see how they operate. I think that's probably a line I don't want to cross over, although maybe someday I will. I don't think I would go to an Islamic mosque. It's not that that would be harmful to me. I just think it might bother some people more than the value there would be for me to be able to say I went there. I would encourage people to go to an ethnic church. You know, you can go to a Korean church. The time of those 6 years in an African-American church was a huge benefit to me. I will still remember many times in that building when they would worship, how it felt like the whole building was rocking. You know, I've been in a lot of Protestant churches. I've never felt the building was actually rocking. But when they worshiped and they sang and the foot stomping and everything, it was wonderful. And I will never forget that. It was a part of my experience for 6 years. I don't think you'd have to take a visitor with you to go to a black church. You know, that's open to everyone. So appreciating the church in its breadth is a good thing. And I think for ministers to be able to get outside of the way they always do it and just see that God is working in many different settings, I see that as a positive benefit, okay? It broadens your awareness of the body of Christ. I would say that I learned a lot about preaching styles by being in the black church. If you ask me who the best preachers are, white preachers or black preachers, I would say that the black preachers are far more effective emotionally. I've heard all kinds of white preachers. I think black preachers are better for the most part. That was very helpful to me to hear how they preach. I picked up ideas from some of the church. I've been in Lutheran churches where their reverence of Scripture was really something, and I heard people quote Scripture, long sections of Scripture in Lutheran churches. I heard in the Lutheran churches the use of trumpets, and I heard not only the trumpets as they process, but I saw the banners. Banners became a new world to me after going to some Lutheran churches that were in the city. I also think, Dean, and this is one of the huge areas in my mind that is beneficial, I think when a minister goes to another church, you get the view from the pew. Almost never in your own church do you get to feel what it's like to sit in the pew and see what's going on. It's a whole different perspective. It's the difference between sitting in the box seat and sitting up in the right field bleachers, you know, and it's just the world looks different. And I think when you go there, you have the feel of what it's like to walk in, the first impressions, whether you feel welcomed or whether you feel like you're an outsider and, you know, you've come as a spy to this congregation. All those different things are very, very good. And you see how people do things differently than you do them. And instead of trying to be a critic, you're going and learning. I see that as very beneficial. And I don't really see any reason that's an excuse that is valid why ministers don't do this more. It just would be very beneficial to them.
We all need to be exposed to the other parts of the body of Christ. We need to understand that the body of Christ, as you said in the early part of this podcast, is a very broad spectrum of people who love Jesus and who are related through him to God, in whom the Holy Spirit dwells. And it's very helpful for us to understand that we are all going to be brothers and sisters in heaven. And it's a good idea to see how our other brothers and sisters live within the context of the church in which they worship. We're saying new ideas are sparked when ministers make it a practice to visit other churches. We're very glad you took time to join us for this SermonCoach.com podcast. We know you found our podcast because of our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We invite you to look at the resources we have there and use them in your ministry. It's our desire to help pastors create a more effective ministry to bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.